The Locals Only Podcast with Gavin Glass, bringing you the best new Irish talent every week from Radio Nova and Nova.ie.
I have this gentleman in front of me, Mr. Robbie Malone, bass player, educator, record producer, session player. Robbie, how are you?
Gavin, how are you?
It's great to have you on the show.
It's lovely to be here.
We've been trying to get this going for a good while now.
Yeah.
But we're here primarily to talk about the Lear. Is it what? How many years anniversary we celebrating?
It's not really an anniversary thing. It's more a magical in all its glory being played. Our first record being played from top to toe, and it sort of came about with a company called Neck Gigs, who are an Australian new Australian company, who are a streaming company. And they stream gigs, basically. So we're sort of, not their guinea pigs, but we're the first act outside Australia to be streamed. So this gig is being streamed. You have to purchase it, you know, type thing.
But how did that come about?
It's set up by a guy who was actually comes from Donamead, where we're from. So he went off and made his career out in Australia, and then this thing came about. But I think it's an amazing thing. It's so weird that when you think that you can't sit down and go, I'd like to see who do I want to see now? The Killers in Amsterdam are on now. Let's buy that on our, you know, big screen and soundbar. But you can't actually do that.
What a world we live in.
So this guy seems to have it sussed. So he rang us and said, look, will you be that first band? We said, why not? So we got Hoppo back, paid for Hoppo to come back from America, our old keyboard player. And we're doing the album in its entirety.
Fantastic. Well, let us fire up the Nova DeLorean and go back in time.
Yes.
Let's have a listen to Good Cake. Tell me a little bit, can you remember recording all of this?
I can, yeah. It's amazing.
Give me a little story.
I think we've all been relearning the songs. Good Cake, Bad Cake was written by our keyboard player, David Hopkins, Hoppo. Ultimately, it's a good trip, bad trip. But I don't think he called it that. So he called it Good Cake, Bad
Cake.
That
could be the story of Lear altogether, which it was in the movie. We'll talk. Look, let's let the music do the talking.
Yeah.
We're waffling here. I knew this was going to happen. If you just join me, I'm here with Robbie Malone of Lear, of David Gray fame, great record producer as well, and all around Swiss Army knife of a musician. This is from his band, Good Cake, Magico Magico.
To find something better to do, I took in the sunshine, lay on the grass, watching the time going gracefully past. I woke in a fever when darkness had come. The sun must have dropped from the sky. Still there in the shadows at 1:45, but the whole of the night passed me by.
Hi. Yes. Where are we going now? Hello. My headphone. Hello. 1, 2.
Hello.
Yes, well, Rob, we might as well take one more and then we're going to get back and we'll talk the story later. Yes, yes?
Absolutely, yes.
This is In a Day. I remember seeing this, the video on the beatbox competition.
Oh, yes. Wow, yes.
And this just wiped the floor with every band. Anyway, we're talking through the songs.
Sisters, that somebody's listening.
In a Day, and I am joined by bassist and producer and all-around good dude, Robbie Malone of Lear. What a story, though. I watched the Good Cake, Bad Cake movie about, it's upon, is it Vivo?
Vivo.
It's, Vivo. I would, if you've nothing, if you're at a loose end, don't watch Netflix tonight. Watch this story. It's an incredible documentary of the trials and tribulations of one of Dublin's finest bands. Tell me the story, Lear. You met when you were kids.
Yeah, we were in school together. We all went to school together in Donnymead. And it was just one of those things, being a band. And we were just sort of mates. Well, there was Ro, Hoppo and Craig Hutchinson, Hutchie. They were at the Three Nucleus pals that were mucking around playing some music. When I say music, I mean, Hoppo had a clarinet. That was it. And they used to sing songs and make songs about just comedy songs. And then one thing led to another, and then the clarinet became a clarinet box, but then Hutchie used his knife and fork and he became the drummer on the clarinet box, and then Ro had a guitar, and then it just sort of one thing led to that, and then I was sort of roped in, and then we just started playing music and after school, and then, you know, then one Christmas came, we used to rehearse every Wednesday after school and call it gigs. We have a gig. Yeah, we have a gig after school. Like, my parents would go, yeah, where's that? Rose Gaff. It's the gig.
Yeah.
No, they're rehearsals. Yeah, no, gigs. So, and then eventually that did lead to gigs in whatever, like in shopping centres and in town. And we got gear at Christmas, and the one thing led to the other, and that was it, really, you know.
The movie that we were talking about opens up with the lads, like, what he is, 13, 14, 15, in the back, in someone's back garden, with the cement blocks and,
Rose,
you know.
Yeah.
Making a video and obviously borrowing someone's dad's old VHS. And just, I love the innocence and the beauty of, I mean, that's why we started music, was that excitement.
We were in our uniforms, school uniforms. No, it was just this thing. It was like, you know, it wasn't a video. Yeah, whatever it was. It was just anything to just be involved in any way with music.
But it didn't take long for Lear to be like established as like a musician's band. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I remember going to seniors when I was 16, like having to sneak out to go and see us, and there really was a buzz about the band. You went to the States then, and like things kind of went a little pear shaped. Is that right? From what I can gather from the movie, when you
States? It did. I mean, it's not like today where, you know, there is everything and there's Snarky Puppy and it's the best of the best. We were just, we didn't know what we were doing, really. You know, we were just enjoying playing music, and our music was very riff based.
Yeah.
So a lot of our songs had a riff from everybody's. So it was a lot of high energy, and I think that's what came across in the gigs and that. So not that we didn't take ourselves seriously, we did. But it was just a very different thing. You know, we weren't very a one-dimensional band, per se. So that excited a lot of people in America. So we went over to do a couple of seminars. So we got like an arts grant from the Arts Council here in Ireland, and did a couple of, an NMS and that type of thing. So we did seminars, and we were very different. We were very young, very, energetic, vibrant. And just the Americans seemed to like us. And then we signed eventually to a small label over there. Spent a lot of time over there going around in the back of a van sort of every night. You know, we'd done money living off pizza. It was very difficult, but still, it was the dream that we always wanted. So there was no record company support. There was no this. We were just out in the middle of America, just driving around and basically doing supports to whoever we could. And it just was hard, and it's just very taxing. And we kept at it. And
I mean, it really, I always talk to bands about, you know, having done those tours myself, the mental health really takes a whack, you know, like it's an unnatural thing to take anyone out of their home and lump them in this van on, you know, working together towards this, you know, musical dream.
Yeah.
And it can really, you know, how personalities can just... It's like being on, I always refer to it as Das Boot, you know, that German submarine. Sometimes you just can't get off, you're away from home. I mean, you know, like, what I love about Lear is that you are all still playing years later.
Yeah, that's right.
Having gone, you know, obviously you've went on to David Gray, and David Hopkins has been working with some of the Killers of late, and you know, and Dave McGuinness is just like, I think he's been cloned. There's just so many of him. he just works so hard.
Yeah, it's very true.
Amazing. But like, these are still getting back together for this band. I mean, it's obviously there's a romance there that will, and a brotherhood that will never die.
No, absolutely. And get to think about, you know, this gig, which has been in the offing for months now, and it's like next week, and so we have booked rehearsals, and we're everybody individually. Like today, I was relearning bass lines, making sure I was ready, and it was great, you know. And I think when you're too close to something, you don't really appreciate it. Sometimes I'd be away with David or something, and I'd be on a plane and having a drink, and I'd listen to Lear, and you forget how amazing it was because it's suddenly something from the past. And when I listen to stuff like that, The beauty and the natural beauty is there. While everything now is very focused on being clinical, making it sound good. No, that's not good. No, that's not, that chorus is too long. That there's too many choruses. The bridge, you don't need it. It's not, it should ultimately be a complete release of creativity and
free expression.
You know?
And, yeah.
But that's the way it is, I guess, you know.
I'm going to play a little bit of this before. Will you stick around?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm going to take a little break. I'm going to play this, though. I think your groovy bass playing on this is probably responsible for every kid that was born in that summer of the 90s when this was released.
Mm-hmm.
This is Dave Gray, This Year's Love. And it's Locals Only with your host, Gavin Glass, supporting our Irish talent up and down the country every Sunday, 6 to 8 on Radio Nova, the home of seriously addictive music. We are mad music junkies in here. What a song. We were just slow dancing here in the Nova studio. What was it like going through all the the madness of the, you know, that album was ginormous. Mm, I mean, yeah. I did one tour with you guys, one American tour, and I was playing with Lisa Hannigan, and that was, I mean, you were in Madison Square Garden then, a good few years after White Ladder.
It's funny coming from the lyric thing.
Talking across you. To go from being in the back of a van to be going, then you're in a tour bus and it's hotels and...
Yeah.
You know, was it the same, but just, you know, better pay?
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. I think that it was... The lyric thing, you didn't know any better, so you did it, and that's why we did it for so long. And I just say, some people had some breakdowns and we all lost our mind, basically. And then a bit of a hiatus, and then suddenly I get involved with David Gray. When I started with David, it was just for this record. So we were still playing Toilets in the UK and going to America and still playing small CBGBs maybe or smaller clubs. Yeah. And then songs like this and Sail Away and Babylon or whatever started to gravitate to a wider audience through radio. Then the venues got bigger, but as it grew, we were growing with it. So it was the first time any of us, even Dave, you know, he'd been on different labels, we were experiencing this success together. So as when I mean success, I mean just, you know, you're going from a small TV show to a bigger one, from a smaller venue to a bigger, nicer hotel, nicer venues, nicer this, everything is, and then you come back and it's a success here, and then you're doing Glastonbury and suddenly just 80,000 or whatever, and it was just amazing. It was like a bit like the roller coaster I was sort of saying off air, that you just keep climbing, it's like, and then you get to that top, and then when it fires and releases, you just don't know what's happening, you know. And you're in Australia 1 week, and then 3 weeks later you're back, you're in America, and then everyone thinks this is great, but you're nearly cursed there, but you're knacked, you're absolutely out, and you have to get yourself up every night to perform again.
Yeah.
And then it's more travel, but look, I'm not knocking any of it. It was a
rock and roll lifestyle.
Yeah, mate.
Isn't
it was up the fan. So it was no. Listen, brilliant. Absolutely great times.
I got to take some short messages, but we'll be back. We're going to have some more Lear tunes, and I want to talk a little bit about, you know, some of the amazing musicians that came there. There's Colm Quirney, Roeburn, all these dudes. I want to talk about that, and I want to talk a little bit of the stuff that you're producing.
Cool.
Of late. Okay, don't you dare twist that dial. I'm joined by Robbie Malone of Lear. What date is the gig? Because you have to say these things a lot of the time on the radio.
Clear. It's Friday coming, which is the 8th of February. So Friday, Whelan's, Lear, 8th of February. And I was told to be careful with this, but we have sold a lot of tickets, so there's not that many left.
Okay.
So I have to be mindful of saying that.
Okay, so well, people get off your butts and get some tickets.
Yeah, you can get it on Lear's Facebook page or whatever.
Okay, right. I am here with Robbie Malone of Lear, and we are holding hands down memory lane as we were going through Magico. They are playing Whelan's on Boom.
Friday the 8th, next Friday.
Next Friday, they're down on Whelan's playing that album start to finish. Some of the best gunslinging musicians in the business. Tell me a little bit, like, obviously David McGuinness. Most listeners out there have seen David McGuinness and some guys singing. He is like an encyclopedia of music. Yeah. I don't know how he does it. Tell me a little bit about the other members of Lear.
Roeburn is still out in the Donegal way, and he's still playing. He has a band, his own band called Earthquake Here, great band. And then Ro also does his own gigs around, I get a bit like Dave, you know, just playing in different bars and pubs and playing his own songs, covers or whatever, you know, but still writing all the time, you know. So I think, you know, there's always been talk about us getting back to do other songs, but if we were to record again, they'd be Rose or Dave songs, but definitely, because they're just songwriters and great songwriters at that.
What's it going to take to get the band back in the room and
I don't know. Do you know what? I just have a good feeling about next week. We'll just do next week and then we'll take it from there. But yeah, well, we all have our own individual careers. We're all getting old now. So yeah, I don't think it's a thing of getting Lear back. I think it's going to be more of the special occasion in next week's gig. But you never know. You know, a recording or something might come out of it maybe. You know?
So as opposed to getting together for barbecues on Sundays, you just get together and do a gig.
That's an annual or something. I think that would be the easiest thing to do.
Alrighty. Well, listen, you've been also, I want to talk a little bit about your production chops because it's been a good few bands have come through the Locals Only doors that you have been involved with as a producer. Tell me a little bit about that. You and Stuart Gray are working close together down in Jellistown
Studios. Stuart Gray out in Jellistown is a great setup studio there, and I've sort of been approached by different people like yourself. You know, we've been in the business a long while, and young artists come and they say, oh, you know, do you think you could help me here or help with this song structure? And then you sort of help them out in one rehearsal, and before you know it, you're involved in that production end of things.
And you're changing that from a major to a minor.
And as we were talking about, yeah, and structure and stuff. And I think that, I mean, I work at home on Logic on the computer. I have my own little setup. But when I need to record drums or go bigger, I go to a studio, and that's out in Jellistown, which do. And just go out there, just do a couple of pre-production days in a rehearsal facility in town, and then go out there and just do it as quickly and as cheaply as possible for bands, because ultimately we were that person many, many moons ago. So that's how I try and treat it, you know, and try and remember how exciting it was.
Never cheap,
to be.
Robbie. Always value for money.
I know. It's all value
never
for
say
money.
Cheap. Never say cheap.
Obviously. Honest production. And no, it's been great. I work out with Stu, and the two of us do it very quickly out there, and we just turn around, and there's lots of bands coming in and out all the time. So, and different types of music as well, you know.
Is there anyone out there that needs to be on my radar that you want to give me the heads up on?
Interestingly, the band that are supporting Lear, NAD, no, I don't remember what they're called.
No Audio Dialogue. Yes, I've played
them. Produced their last record, and that was great. I mean, they're a cross between the Pixies and Dave Grohl, and that, and it's real power pop, really, really great. That was great fun to do. And I just finished something with a girl called Olivia Corliss, who's now going under the name of Art Girl. So we've literally finished four tracks. So that's going to be released in about 3 weeks. And that's very different.
Cool.
I mean, you're hearing it now. When I give it to you in a couple of weeks, you're going to go, well, that is bonkers. But it's brilliantly bonkers.
Great.
It's really, really sweet. She's a beautiful girl, great voice. And I'm enjoying that aspect of the music business too, you know?
Yeah. Well, I will see you at some stage on Friday. The gig is, go down and see Lear. I'm going to play one more tune from this brilliant band. Robbie Malone.
Gavin Glass.
All round good guy.
And yourself.
Always love your company.
You too.
This is Wicker Man. I'll see you Friday, baby.
Slam.
Thanks for being our guest here on Radio Nova, the home of seriously addictive music. Yep.
That's it for this week's Locals Only podcast. Join us next week for more. And of course, catch the show Sunday evenings from 6 on Radio Nova.
The Locals Only podcast with Gavin Glass. Seriously addictive podcasting from Nova.ie and Radio Nova. Radio Nova.